I wish we recorded you changing into a whole different person just now.
He had on a green jumpsuit.
Back there, came back.
Now you're an umpire.
Yeah. Strike.
And you're like,
you're out of there.
Yeah. Oh. Look at that.
I watched the Bananas the other day. That was good.
Yo, they are.
That is an entertaining game.
Listen, how come none of them are playing professional? I know. Okay, so like when you look at And-One, you be like, all right, no, basketball is different. But yeah, like these dudes.
To catch a fly ball between your legs backwards is crazy.
While flipping?
All that.
Bro, like, you mean to tell me you can't play in Major League Baseball and never drop a ball ever?
But to me, I want the movie of the Bananas. I want to see the dude shooting up heroin right before he's like, he got cooking that spoon up.
I want to say it is like a doc or E60, something about them.
It's about the dude who put it on. He's how got people to come to games. And But he made up his own genre of baseball. It's like, dog, you made up the White Harlem Globetrotters.
Use a black almanac. Like, use the Omniblack.
Omniblack? Hey, my tism set up, boy.
Hey, he said, no, actually, I know what you're talking about. It was actually.
Oh, man.
But you knew what I was talking about, though, for sure.
Hey, man, it was on HBO Max, man. They had 50 Cent come out. Because I'm never wearing a jersey that got a glizzy on the front.
Man.
It's got a banana on the front. And it says banana and 50 Cent look like that.
Look at a boy with that banana jersey.
But that nigga look like man, Caesar,
Monkey Man jersey.
Home looking.
He said 50 looking like that.
Hey, bro, it's too much for memes. It's like,
man,
you have to think about the meme that they're going to make before. Because I know they're going to make a meme about me sitting in this chair.
You know 50 don't care no more.
He does not care. He has enough money.
He got a show now with the police. You know, that used to be a no-no.
Did you
He's
see
like,
him
you
as
know, there's people out there that it's hard to catch a killer, but the good thing is I got some friends.
All the while, crushing little Meech.
You a rat, but I got a show about catching killers. With the police, my friends.
I hate that the rumors are going around that Lil Meech broke, and they be it ain't even the broke rumors. People be broke. You get unbroke. But they say he musty. Don't call me musty.
That's the one that's going to stick.
Because niggas see you with all this jewelry on. Yeah. You be like, you be musty with all that jewelry on.
You can always get more money, but you can't never get fresh in the nigga head if you been musty.
You are permanently
musty
in everybody's head who you was musty around.
That's a musty rich nigga, bro.
Because Verg ain't musty no more.
But at one point, he was holding it down.
But he would tell you, I'm a little tart today.
He'd get to you raw.
Verg will let you know it's a tangy day for me. I've been in here all day editing that y'all shit.
That boy got right. Working.
I've been working on y'all shit.
Working, taking vegan showers.
Hey, this is how you trap for real, but let's
Speaking
go to these
trapping,
goddamn
man.
Clips.
What we doing, bro?
Man, me and Tyler going through clips and talking shit like we be doing anyway in the DM in real life.
Yeah, we just bringing the DM to real life. That's a good ass idea.
Hey, man, really. We going to do this shit on stage one day, too, somewhere. We going to pull up, and your auntie is pulling up.
Yes, she is.
Shout out to your auntie. I'm going to look at her, but you got to bring that. She got to bring a 20-something with her.
Just buy a ticket.
Auntie's don't figure out the game. You notice that? You notice auntie got a little bad bitch with him all the time.
Oh, you know what, bro? Whenever you're on the road, I do be seeing that. They're like, auntie, yeah, this is my niece right here.
Yeah, yeah. Get you back here quick.
My daughter, yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Pretty privilege still right. Work.
You know she old because she got on a shimmery dress or something.
She bought us.
Been trying to stand out. All right, Pat LaBelle.
Shimmer and Chuck Taylor's.
Feet hurt like a bitch.
You dressed like you're going to homecoming. Comedy shows bring out the homecoming fits. That's
yeah,
what...
You better bring it out if you want to be seen and you're 50.
Oh, shit. Go. Clips, man.
All right, man. So this is... Shout out to Camilla Davis, right?
K. Davis, yes.
K. Davis.
Hey, man. She's elite at roasting.
So this is
this is the roast competition online for... It's like... They pick out two dudes to roast each other, but she's hosting it, and the judges get to roast after it, and that's the best part.
Oh, there we go. I love like, it.
But you got to hear the
but
dude in
the
yellow.
But Atlanta edition, to be clear. Make sure they
But
know.
They mostly sound like they're from Memphis.
It say Birmingham on the bottom.
Yeah, also in
I
Memphis, they do something called...
The whole
when
thing.
Memphis, they do checking. They call checking, I guess, back in the day. They was, but it was like, da-da-da-ass nigga. They keep going. Gotcha, they don't stop. Just
okay,
for
so
context.
Here in the caption, Atlanta edition roast tournament round two. Here we go. Second round. My girl K Davis.
Hold on. K Davis got on that Khadijah James trench. That denim Remo trench.
I was about to say she got.
Uba four-wheel drive looking at me. What's up with him today? Hey, that nigga t-shirt gonna always be big as hell, but he gonna have some fresh ass J every time. My
backhanded. Great.
A pack of Velveeta cheese dressing.
Look at this
shirt. What's up with the journey, J. Mike?
The yellow shirt.
First of all, why is he in this competition?
Well, she said dressing ass Mike.
Man, look, bro. He is fodder. That's what they
can I just say with a Memphis accent, everything's funnier?
Man,
dressing ass, man.
Velveeta cheese dressing ass, man. But first of all, he's fodder for this whole thing. Like, you bring somebody in a roast battle that looks like him to make sure you get
it. I'm talking about he picked this yellow shirt out to go roast it. You got to dress like you know they finna talk
well,
about
you
bad.
Get your goddamn, I spent a lot of money on you, diamond looking ass.
This nigga dressed like Michael Jordan eyeball.
Smash his ass up, shirt ass nigga. Come on, what's
they
up with
say, say collar loose.
Loose collar ass. She the only one got the
listen
mic,
listen to these
got
dudes.
She ain't got a moo-moo. All right, real quick. I love this, but it's a little bit unfair. I don't know the full rules, but she's the only one with a microphone, and I wouldn't play this game without my microphone, too. Like, bro ain't got no mic. He done.
And but also, they're so new that they're happy to be up there. Like, it feels like they're super new.
Oh, but you're automatically losing. Because can't nobody hear what you're talking about.
You never set up to win, ever. You never.
These is the niggas that get their.
This is what we're going to do to niggas. We're going to bring niggas up.
What they did was they went to the pop the balloon and saw all the niggas that got the balloon pop. Like, hey, y'all want to do something on the other side?
This is a post-balloon pop.
We got something in Studio B, man. We got this something we need you to
why
do.
Everybody look damp?
Especially my boy, the hoop. Everybody the hoop like they got out the pool. The yeah, nobody knew about this except Kay Davis.
Kay Davis came with the custom. She got
a
denim cape on.
T-shirt and panties on. Shirt.
Kay Davis is a
see, that ain't fair. He ain't got no mic. He can't go
but
back.
She killing their ass.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to hear nobody else host this but her.
Oh, she hosting?
She's hosting.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense to me. I apologize.
But if Memphis was going to host.
I see everybody got a mic except the dude in
yellow.
Those
are judges. So those are the contestants, the dude in the red shorts. Yellow shirt of contestants. Those guys sit down okay. And judges, and I think those guys are next.
But they got mics, though. See?
Well, either they judges or somebody judges, they got mics.
Gotcha. All right, y'all. Little mics that he good. We're going Mike, first. I'm going to count them down.
So five, she was just hosting
the
roast.
Four,
cooking
three,
ass. They done.
Two,
they mine
one,
though.
Take off.
Sick, ain't it? A disease face ass nigga, man. A plasma surgeon looking at that nigga. Oh, God. Face ass nigga, man. Oh, God. Balled up face ass nigga, man. Balled up snicker face ass nigga, man.
Balled up snicker.
I'm talking about a hideous coconut face ass nigga, man.
Hideous
bump lips ass nigga, man. Huge nose ass. Boxing glove nose ass. Undiscoverable octopus looking at.
Undiscoverable octopus. That word almost
sea creature looking at. Flour and salt in there.
He
oh
sound
God.
Like he got a throat full of yeah. Burgers, though. I ain't gonna lie.
In there, nigga, on oh God. Look glasses at nigga. Tommy the train wheel shoes at nigga. Look glasses. Flat pants at nigga. Flat shoes at nigga. Skateboard wheel shoes at nigga. Melted cheese shirt at nigga. On oh God. Banana flavor Laffy Taffy shirt at nigga. On oh God. Look elbows at nigga, man. Pork chop sandwich.
Ain't nothing worse than getting roasted by a nigga that stutters,
or
bro.
Rice or that look like man. He got a switch. What you gonna do?
That nigga just got out the pool.
Boy, peanuts in there, nigga. Habanero pepper,
nigga,
man.
Habanero
give it up the little Mike carpet burn skin, having that. What's up with it? All right, next up, we got
Davis from President.
Bruh, that was amazing.
Carpet burns.
That was some talent.
Nigga.
Okay, they shared the mic. That's why. Okay.
All right, cool. This is like a roast. This is like a freestyle.
I get it now. Yeah.
Five, I mean, this is like a rap battle.
I'm pulling for you, Jeremy J.
Three.
Please be good.
Two. One. Take off.
My young and my, you need to get some white ghetto. My crackdown version of North Hill. Cartoon version of the nigga.
Oh, Ronnie. Ronnie sent me this. I never made it this far. Ronnie sent me this, and I didn't know we was about to be talking
said,
about these people.
I said, you watch the end, but it's so funny.
He jumped too long to get to this far,
and
man.
And he said, ah, man.
I ain't, nope.
One, for one, he could be on the spectrum, but for two, for him to be in this,
that
he
was
had
favorite.
To be good somewhere, and... She done roasted the shit out of this nigga, and he just got his 17 toe up by his nemesis, who's the direct opposite of him.
He's fodder,
so
bro.
So he's he got caught in them lights. You know how them wild out lights be.
Nah, bro.
This they wilding out, dog.
I would have called timeout as soon as he started bruh. Talking. Like, hold on, no. I ain't mean
nigga,
to play.
What's that shit when you gotta holler at the chick?
Let me holler.
Nigga, I froze up at the goddamn camp. Nigga, I had the little rap and I was like,
okay, so you saying we need to give him more time.
Boom. Hey girl.
So, but when you got to do it again, it was better, right?
This shit came out like, "Hey, girl."
So if you got to do it again, it was better, right? So you saying with him, we should give him more time?
I'm saying he don't know his tongue and mouth relationship.
But I stopped it early. I did.
No,
to be fair to him,
it's worse. But
oh, Ronnie saw the whole thing.
Let it play.
He still
no, let it play. Let it play. Nope. You gotta let it play.
No, I won't.
Nigga, mine. Goddamn, you extra skinny, mine. Look, you start from Marvin looking ass, nigga, mine. Oh, Sao Paulo looking ass, nigga, mine. Goddamn, why the fuck you get that in that hoodie looking ass, old nigga, mine? Hell no, I need to take that hot ass shit. Yo, ass busting a motherfucker. Goddamn it, mine. You need some, moisturizer on top of your head. You got butt shots, mine. Fleece and tits on top of the motherfucker. Goddamn
like,
it,
is this real?
Why the fuck you were trying to check me? Nah, goddamn it,
this is not a damn straight. Right. This
he's
is
looking
not...
like why y'all put me up against somebody
yeah,
on the spectrum.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
Because he ain't never say nothing.
It feels like the producer of this is dying.
He looking at her, he looking around like, bro, who did this?
Who friend is this?
Because dude good at roasting. I know he was like, I wasted all them good ass roasts on a nigga, man, on the spectrum.
And you actually going to hell now.
Now I'm set up. Good thing I got on slides.
Now the raps ain't cut. This is why the raps ain't cut.
Slide right to hell.
That's why the rapture did not come. You stopped the rapture from coming because you got on this.
He did say, ticks and fleas had that nigga back.
He said,
ticks and fleas had that nigga back. That's funny.
He said, starving like Marvin looking at it.
Nah, bro. He said, starving from Marvin.
Bro, he might be roasting in the future. He might be. He's doing a Simpson shocker right now.
I can't.
It's so above us. But you, no, go back, because the judges.
Oh, all right.
Wait till the judges. The judges was the.
Crazy. My name was, no flea market ass shoes you get on, goddamn it. Going, no, you right. Came around. 199 shoes wearing that, nigga. Tell my teeth buttering. Yo, she's mine beyond buttering. Yo, she might look like dude looking ass, nigga, mine. Hey, yeah, make it happy looking ass, nigga, mine. Hell no. Mine. Oh,
we
God.
We putting this whole shit up.
Like, goddamn, what the damn rap all the sheep looking ass nigga mine. Goddamn, you ass a skinny. You on that $50 ain't that nigga mine. Goddamn,
like, no,
I see why you ass a skinny.
Goddamn, you
on that
$50
pound of cocaine, crack cocaine looking ass.
Hey, man, put the gif of Boomhauer in this motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, but you know what, though? He is on the special, for sure. But
the judges.
Okay, I'm going to get to him. But also, he's nervous. You are right about
that. He's nervous as hell.
Yeah.
He got blasted.
And this shit probably gonna get 7 million views.
This girl,
you need some help looking at that nigga, mine.
You need some help.
Look at that. You got a pajama Drake freaking bottle mustard dressing that nigga, mine. What's up with it, man? Y'all go over there.
Dressing that nigga.
All right, I'm gonna see what the commentators think about that. What y'all think about that?
Okay, guys.
Shit. First of all, this nigga dressed like he confused. It's hot and cold at his house, man. Confused kneecaps ass nigga. Confused ankles ass nigga.
I was waiting on the judges. This was too much to see the judges.
I feel you, faded jacket ass nigga, man. Hey, I'm a. I feel you, man. Cornerback looking at. Shadur looking at that nigga, man. Shallow looking at that nigga, man. Man, brittle teeth ass nigga, chap mouth ass nigga, nasty nigga ass nigga, itty bitty committed hoodie rocking ass nigga. Only a hoodie that a midget could wear rocking ass nigga. Nah, on the real though.
I hope people realize how much talent it takes, you know, to do that back to back.
Bruh, because they like, y'all spinning it low. We can't even hear half of it. That's my only.
Not
on Memphis, bro. It's so fast.
They feel like they got so much, you know what I'm saying? Bruh, like they can keep it going. I like that.
Because you can add on to a bit. When we roast, we give you one thing, boom, and five people tag that same joke. Pop, pop, pop.
Radio Raheem right here.
Radio Raheem.
Call it Radio Raheem.
I like Brent Pride.
Radio Raheem was the wrong person.
They was being nice
oh,
about
man.
It.
Oh, man, hold on. He confused the people.
He did.
I just realized that.
He we got Radio Raheem, love and hate.
Conspiracy. Radio from... from Anderson, South Carolina.
this is thumbnail.
Yeah, look at him go. Look at him. Look at him go.
You're never supposed to go full retard. Never. Go half.
My feed the children outfit wearing that nigga. My 10 cent a day will save a life.
Let me hold some outfit that nigga. I know you don't hold it.
You see his toes.
I ain't got no ID outfit that nigga, man.
I want some see-through salt and an ankle.
Hey, can you go to the
I just know my driver's license number outfit that nigga, man.
I'm about to judge
this thing. This feel like the unks got on the young boys.
Oh, wait, y'all go that way.
They all be.
I mean, we're about to see what the judges think. The commentators gave their opinion. We're about to see what the judges think. What you think, Globo said?
I ain't gonna lie, my boy Lil Mike. I bet the neighbors know my nine legs, ain't they? You did your thing, though. You did your thing, bro. Hey, John J, you did too. Hey, anybody need a rat? All right, text a cab, shut up, ain't they? Me. But I ain't gonna lie, though. We kind of found a decision, though. They gotta go again. It was hard.
Really?
No, they don't. They do not got to go again.
Oh, yeah. That was like, we're going to do two rounds. First, oh, there's three rounds, actually.
Yeah, they just shoot.
Four, three, two, one.
Oh,
take
no,
off.
Again.
Put the whole damn hoodie looking at nigga, man. Who dot your ass up looking at, fucker? Goddamn, fucker. Two people looking at once again looking at. Goddamn, man. Man, why y'all have wear the shit like that looking at it? Ain't no damn trend for that bullshit.
This Ice JJ Fish from me.
God damn, man. Man, looking at the fifth ass off.
This fitness. Oh,
damn,
Tyson. This man, Tyson,
them
man.
Them motherfuckers white, them motherfuckers brown looking at it, fucker. Hell no, man. The fuck you got this shit on? You got a facility trend looking at it, nigga? Hell no, man. Hoodie smell like stir fry shit looking at it, nigga.
Yo, Jeremy J, man. Next up, we got
a
little Mike.
Jeremy J, my dog.
Man, little Mike, get him.
I'm going to count you down. Go up just a little bit right there. All
right. Little Mike, he do this all day.
Yeah.
He just came straight from the block.
Straight from somebody auntie house.
Right,
straight
up,
from
we
the,
got,
up under a tree.
Roasted.
He
did
like no ID. That nigga is crazy. No ID looking at
him. Burgers in there, nigga, man. Gorilla knuckles sucking on there, nigga. Man. God, I'm talking about Charles Barkley when he played for Toronto, nigga, there, nigga, man. Fat glasses there, nigga. Air whooping in your head, eyes there, nigga, man. Steel eyes there, nigga. Standing there, nigga. Nigga, lieutenant standing there, nigga. Cheese shirt ass, nigga. Cheese that shirt ass, nigga. Macaroni and cheese before it's done, shirt ass, nigga, man. Oh, God, this cheese, they bumpy face ass, and you got a crazy infested ass bump on your chin. Crazy chin there, nigga. Oh, God, dinner roll head ass, nigga, man.
Dinner roll.
Let's see what y'all think.
Bro, he's a rapid fire magician.
They only trying to make
shout
a
out to Lil Mike, man.
All right, Globo said, what you got?
Yeah. I ain't got a lot of buffing on mine. They did their thing. It was a hard one once again, though. But,
I don't need another round.
I got to go with Velveeta cheese.
All right. Oh, man. Bye. All right.
Yeah, they playing. They
trolled us for 14
minutes. You can
tell
I didn't watch the end of that.
No way.
Velveeta cheese.
No way. Shout out to Jeremy J, man. Shout out to Lil Mike. Mike, yeah, you're talented. Like, this is like, for us, I feel like we roast like in the NBA, but he like and one.
This is cool to watch for a little while. And it's like,
just do some stuff that you wouldn't even get away with in the NBA.
And these are not even the best ones of that do this. Like the Flamaholics.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Grove Hero with the little boy.
I'm just saying, like, the pure amount of volume of roast that he was putting
out.
It's
so much.
Top notch. Top notch.
Man.
So we're just doing one video per thing?
No, we can do another
one. Oh, what you think, Ferg?
That shit was good.
That's a long one, though, right? Pause.
I'm sure the other one's going to be short.
Want to do this quick one right here?
Let's do it. I got you, man. Oh, you got to hit the boom. So, we got started over. He likes it.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
I want to laugh.
On the left, we have Missy Elliott, and on the right, trans people deciding to get surgery. In the middle, put my thang down, flip it, and reverse it.
Hey, man. The whites, the level of whites and their humor.
Oh,
bro, he had a
wow.
flow chart. Because actually, if you're a trans person, you actually did put your thang down.
Flipped it.
And reversed
it. Literally did
I'm
going
to get out of there because it's nasty in this room.
Hey, bro.
This room will get you beat up because these dudes fight and they be looking for you.
that was two Aronis videos back then. Those Aronis algorithms.
Yeah, my algo.
But real quick, you think a black dude would have been able to post that?
Hell no. Okay. Well, we would have, but it'd have been such an outcry. Yeah, it'd have been such an outcry.
All right. So here we go. We got...
Carefully, there's your mistake. Why do you want to go to work and have a business? I just got 20.
So they won the lottery, and she was like, I'm going to work.
Million. Really? What I'm doing? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nada. This guy deserves what he gets. Popcorn. Go ahead.
9 years later, he was murdered by his sister-in-law.
We ain't shit.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
This guy right here won $20 million, and he used it wisely, starting up a successful gourmet popcorn shop and helping out.
There's your mistake right there.
Why?
Guys, listen to me very carefully. There's your mistake. Why do you want to go to work and have a business? I just got 20 mil. You know what I'm doing? Yeah. Nothing. Nada. This guy deserves to get popcorn. Go ahead.
9 years later, he was murdered by his sister-in-law. If
hell no. Your wife, nigga.
Bruh.
What you doing when you get 20 mil?
That's what I was about to
the
say.
Day. That day.
Today?
Like 20 million
hit the day of I'm getting that 20 million hit my account, pure 20 million. Ooh, man. Two women at the same time? That's the right
answer. I was going to say DoorDash, but yeah, what you said. Y'all boy want? Y'all boy good? Because I'm going to be doing some regular shit when it happens.
I'm going to buy some. I guess the first thing I want to do is buy some land immediately. That's the right answer.
Yeah, that's the right answer. But what is the Negro? I got it now.
Ooh, I got it now?
Like, it's not coming. It's not coming in increments.
No, it's right there.
It's in a fucking offshore account. Your numbers, this your money, Mr. Whatever your LLC is, it's in there. You can go look. You went and withdrew some shit. You can go right now. I'm going to get cash.
I'm a book tip to do comedy at my birthday.
Full freight.
Full price.
Full price.
What's up? Do you love comedy so much? And I got
KP now. KP got a count. Hey, what you doing, Mount April?
I want to take the turn those nigga pies. The whites only pies in the nigga pies, KP.
I am going to Magic City, but I'm actually getting Jay Money to come and then saying Magic City Money right now. Magic City Money. That
nigga doing an impromptu concert.
Yeah,
with,
for me and the girls.
With a D-list right.
Then I'm going to get it with my kids.
Daddy, where you was at? Doing a video.
Nigga, I'm doing this for 2 weeks.
I'm making a video with Jay Money.
What you doing?
Right. That nigga's still serving everybody.
Jay Money, he went Young LA.
20 million.
They be all together.
You have 20.
Young LA can't come.
Young LA,
hit the 100-pack.
So, all right, so
I get
boom.
20 million, I'm hitting the 100-pack.
So, let's say we got 20,000. We about to do a concert. Who we get?
We got 20 racks to spend.
20 racks total. On talent, I'm sorry.
Is it like who we like, or is it like
who you can afford with $20,000 and you cannot go over?
Oh, you got to have more than one act.
I mean, you can do one act, but it's a
because it gets insulting.
It's like a festival type
you,
shit. Maybe
you
got two or three.
Who you go? Who you go first?
Boom! I'm gonna go with Jay Holiday.
Yeah, he about 4,500.
4-5. I feel like, yeah, if I got to lick 5 out, that's good, though.
That's a good. Yeah,
and niggas still fuck with the song.
How many other songs you got?
Bruh.
I don't know no other Jay Holiday songs.
Like, thank you.
I only want you to put your bed. That's it.
I know he got some,
but
shit.
But you know what?
For 5, he can sing whatever he want.
Remember that show, The Game? Remember the
football
Malik
shit?
And the son, Tasha Mack and all them?
I never watched it.
And in his office, you know, the black dude was the quarterback, right? It was a big nigga. Everybody had left the house, and that nigga was like, he said, let me play something. Let me play this new CD I got. This nigga put old Jay Holiday, put you to bed.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga was acting like he wanted to take some snaps. And the nigga, so I'm saying, wait a minute. That's your first gay flag.
What?
They said, I want to put you to bed, Malik. He was like, ew.
That nigga put that song on. It's crazy.
He put the CD, he played a Jay Holiday mix after everybody
left. Sometimes I'll be hearing shit about shows, and I'll be like, I'm glad I never watched that shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff they threw in there.
P-Valley.
Did you miss Empire? The whole Empire era was crazy.
I ain't tell you about that.
What happened?
I sat down, had rolled up. I had bought some popcorn. I didn't make that. I bought some popcorn, had rolled up, sat there, was watching Terrence. What's the nigga name?
Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard was on the screen.
He was my
aunt. And then the nigga walked in and put his hands on the desk and started singing. I said, oh, this is a musical. Boom. I think it was
quick.
The same night as football, too.
You got out of
Monday?
That quick?
As soon as he hit the first note, I don't watch musicals, nigga. I'm a heterosexual male. Nigga, he's singing in the middle of the scene. Get out of my face. I knew it was going to be about music, yeah. But I ain't know niggas was going to be singing dialogue, man. Move.
He's like, ew, why would you?
I don't even know. Go back to the.
I was in the Empire. And then it was always the scene. If it was going to be a girl sex scene, they showing a dude sex scene. It's like, yep, go and get some. Get out the room. We got to go to another clip.
Oh, shit. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh yeah, this dude makes drink tutorials. First of all, you remember your Mad Dog years?
First of all, brother to brother, my brother. What we got his name? Tapped In Reviews.
Yeah.
Brother to brother, my brother. Go ahead and cut it off, man.
It's time. He got it back.
Anytime
down.
Your head go from dark to light.
And you
can see where it used to be when you was young.
He went Dr. King on him. Dr. King was finna go bald. He had to. It was that time.
Yeah.
Because even the time you look bald a little bit, if you back up a little bit, it's time to go bald.
Let it go. But I understand because he has a large head and he still got like good hair. So I just,
Is that Nouveau? When last time you seen a bottle
of First of all, he got a mad dog.
And what, I ain't never seen no dark mad dog. What is it? Look like Jaeger. What is that? Man. That look like motor oil. It look like 40-weight oil.
That's one of the first comments. Nigga, you still have Nouveau?
You got Nouveau and Mad Dog.
2021st.
You know, Mad Dog stand for MD stand for Morgan David. That's what David. He was saying on Nutty Professor. It tastes like Morgan David. When I found it out later, I went back to laughing at Joe.
I never knew that. What are you talking
about? I call this the nappy pussy shot.
If a girl drink, this seems like you should put a black and mild in this for a girl.
That tastes more nap than puss.
Put a black and mild on the edge of the rim of this.
If you don't like a nappy, don't mix
it. It tastes like nappy pussy. Yeah.
He said if you mix it a little bit, it's more nap than puss. He said, you let it sit on top. He put a base of Mad Dog, some Nouveau, which was like a liqueur back in the day, and then some Sprite on top.
Oh, that was Sprite. He topped it off with.
He topped it off with Sprite in a shot glass and called it a nappy pussy.
I know some hoes that'll go for that.
I mean, yeah. I feel like it's going to be a fight coming soon. Like, I ain't never seen a Mad Dog night turn out good. Like, anytime Mad Dog came out in college, it was like the height of the crunk era. Nuck of your buck is out. You
I
know
actually didn't know that Mad Dog could be poured into a glass. I've only seen it drunk.
That's
out
what
of
I'm saying.
Bottle.
This is pregame. I'm not paying for drinks in this party, and they don't have alcohol anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's drink three of these, girl.
That's the reason you lose your hair.
That's it.
The nappy pussy.
Drinking all them nappy pussies up.
Drinking all them nappy pussies got your wig.
It don't feel
up.
Like he wants no pussy at all. It's like, this how you make a nappy pussy. What? Every time you drink one of these, your hairline
goes back a quarter of a centimeter for every shot. Nigga taking a shot of Mad Dog, you out of your mind anyway, man. I hope you're not a father.
It look like he drinking motor oil and cologne.
Nigga drinking sandalwood cologne.
Hey, man, this motherfucker is drinking cool water.
Oh, my God. All right, last one.
Oh, sheesh.
We going to get out y'all way. Darian Rodgers, big boy, what you call him?
Husky Hero. Okay. Yeah. This is okay. Yeah. Oh, play with him.
And he is jugging though.
Play
Hold
with
on.
Him. Yeah.
He can't be.
Get y'all
down,
somebody
bro.
To help y'all out.
Cy Woods.
Hey, man, big
Shout
quarterback.
Out to Cy Woods. And I think he in Texas.
I always wanted to be a quarterback, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, you gotta run and stuff. I just thought it was the coolest.
I'm about to say, when did that dream die?
No, I'm saying it did. It was like I just thought that was the coolest position to quarterback. It like is. They controlled the whole shit. So I played center, but my quarterback was dope. But in my mind, I was a specialty player, so I was spatted up. Like I was good. You know what I'm saying? But how offensive line? He's like you know what I'm saying? Player. Like I ain't six eight.
This dude's
supposed to be a guard, but guess what? Guess what fate will have it?
What? He's 26 years old.
Hey, he in college?
Nah, he in high school.
Oh, Lord.
Class that of 2026. Boy. He graduated this year.
Man, how you going to tackle somebody with sugar?
Bro, he ain't failed yet.
No, but he hasn't been on the ground at all.
That's what I'm saying. That number 14 look like.
Bro. That look like a foe. And he fast, too, though. That's what I'm saying. Big boy got wheels. That's what I'm saying, man. That's a Husky hero, man. Anybody Husky doing extraordinary skinny people stuff, you a hero of mine, man. I want to meet up with this dude.
I know his mama can't wait. He go to college.
Oh yeah, he
get out
he,
my refrigerator.
No, yeah, but he got a regular refrigerator in his room. He got a real
a regular refrigerator by the bed is crazy. Is
yeah, as soon as he get up, he just. He probably got a little,
My skinny mind thought of a refrigerator. You open one door. That nigga.
That's a fridge. I'm talking about a refrigerator. What you talking about? I know what you're talking about.
That's a fridge.
That's a fridge. Refrigerator got then.
They got a walk in closet. Refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah. Then it got two drawers. It's like he got some real. You got to finance this at Lowe's.
Boy, that's silly, man. End this shit, dog. This
hey, man. This is Tyler Chronicles, Ronnie Jordan. People say us standing together makes a perfect 10.
That's what this is.
That's what this is. This is perfect 10, Ronnie Jordan. Tyler Chronicles. Come to a city near you. Go on the book. Hit the link in the bio for booking if you want us to come over and do your baby shower and roast your baby mama.
That'll be so fun.
Hey, that's what we're doing.
We getting roast bookings.
Yeah, we're going to get booked to roast. You can book us together. We'll come to your city to roast your coworkers or anybody that you got. If you got enough money to get for us to get there, it's on you after that. You pick what you want to do.
They'll be the cheese dressing at
Velvet. Anybody. Hey, man, y'all tap into Morning Culture. Like, share, subscribe, man. Y'all share our stuff. We gonna blow up until y'all make us. And all the episodes with the audio messed up, it is not our fault. It is the program that we're pulling the audio through.
It's the white man's fault.
And I feel like the government is trying to shut us down. And I appreciate every one of y'all for sticking with us through our hardships and our growth. We're growing, y'all. I appreciate y'all. And we're working on a live show, too. Working on a live show coming soon. One of these cities. I got to tell Tyler about it. I told Ferg about it. Let's go. We're coming somewhere. We're going to force us into greatness. I'm telling you, man.
Let's go.